with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. What a time to be without air conditioning. Hundreds of thousands of people are in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl as a stubborn heat wave persists.
The National Weather Service forecasts that remnants of what was Hurricane Beryl will bring heavy rains and possible severe thunderstorms to the Ohio Valley, parts of the Great Lakes, and the Northeast. Meanwhile, oppressive heat continues to blanket much of the U.S. Las Vegas is forecast to set a record for the fifth consecutive day over 115 degrees. On Tuesday, Death Valley National Park had the nation's high of 125 degrees Fahrenheit. Simon Pell of South London was visiting the park.
It's hard to portray how hot it is when you speak to people back home.
In Oregon, the heat was suspected to have caused six deaths. I'm Jennifer King.
House Speaker Mike Johnson claims the lid has been blown off a massive Democrat cover-up. He says Democrats have tried for years to hide President Biden's declining mental state and are now finally being challenged by the news media.
They're chasing down our Democrat colleagues and asking them about Joe Biden's mental acuity and their efforts to cover it up. And that's what it's been. I mean, we could give you example after example after example. It's all on tape. It's all on record. Everybody knows it. Democrats, our colleagues, for 3.5 years have been covering up this glaring problem. The staff in the White House have been covering it up, and so have the Democrats in Congress.
It has prompted some Democrats to urge Mr. Biden to drop his bid for re-election, but the president steadfastly refuses. Former President Trump held another huge rally yesterday, this one in Doral, Florida. He challenged Mr. Biden to take part in an unmoderated debate and to play 18 holes of golf to benefit a charity of the president's choice. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 32 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 81 points. This is SRN News. The Church of England takes another step toward embracing gay marriage.
The General Synod, which has been meeting this month, has voted narrowly to approve standalone services of blessing for same-sex civil unions. Conservatives warn that this is just part of the process that will eventually lead England's state church to permit priests to officiate gay weddings. It is an issue that has split several other Protestant denominations around the world, and experts say it will likely do the same to the Church of England. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Department of Education has entered into an agreement with Brown University to make sure the school is in compliance with federal law barring discrimination and harassment against Jewish students. Brown officials say they will clarify and enhance existing policies and procedures related to the resolution of discrimination and harassment complaints. Pro-Palestinian activists have staged numerous anti-Israel rallies on college campuses all across the nation. This is SRN News. Opening statements today in the New Mexico involuntary manslaughter trial of actor Alec Baldwin.
12 jurors and 4 alternates have been chosen to decide whether Alec Baldwin committed a felony in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. 11 women and 5 men make up the panel. Only 2 out of 70 prospective jurors said they were unfamiliar with the case. Baldwin faces up to 18 months in prison if convicted. His defense team has not said whether Baldwin will testify.
Correspondent Margie Zaraletta. Microsoft giving up its seat on the board of OpenAI. The company says its participation is no longer needed because the ChatGPT maker has improved its governance since being roiled by boardroom chaos last year. The surprise move comes amid intensifying scrutiny from antitrust watchdogs of that powerful AI partnership. More details at SRNnews.com.